Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by El Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Baal Ha'ischa, that is Perek Yod, Pasuk Lamed Hey. And the Pasuk tells us, Vayhi ben Sayar Aron, and it was when the Aron would travel, Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe would say, Kumo Hashem ve'futzo evecha, arise Hashem, and your enemies shall scatter, ve'anusu misanecha mipanecha, the ones that hate you shall flee from before you. Uvnuchayamar, and when it would rest, he would say, Shuvo Hashem, rivavais alfei Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Hey. Vayhi ben Sayar Aron, asa loy simanes milfanu malachrav, the Torah has simanias, little signs, that's upside down nuns, before this part and after this parsha. Learn to say she'ein zeh mekayma. This is really not the proper place to say this. V'omenechtav kan, so why is it written over here? K'dei l'hafsik ben peronis l'peronis, in order to make a differentiation between the different troubles that we're about to learn about. K'deisa b'chol kisvei kodesh, like we learn about in Maseches Shabbos. Kuma Hashem, arise Hashem. L'fisha ha'yamaktim l'fneim halach shleshes yamim, since the Aron would travel in front of them 3 days, ha'yamaysha omer, Moshe said, amoyed v'hamtin lanu, stand there and wait for us, v'altisrach yaser, and don't go any further than that. V'yafutzu evecha. This is talking about the enemies that have gathered to do bad. They should scatter. These are the ones that are already trying to chase Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening that they should run away also. This is talking about the ones that hate Klal Yisrael. Whoever hates Klal Yisrael, they also hate the one that said that the world should come into existence. It says, who's that? Pasuk Lamed Vav in Rashi. Let's see the second Rashi. Rivavais Alfei Yisrael. Magid, this teaches us, she'ein hashchina shara b'Yisrael. That the Shekhinah doesn't rest on Klal Yisrael, pechusa mishnei alafim ushtei revavais, on anything less than 2,000 and two myriads, which is 10,000, so that's 2 times 10,000 plus another 2,000, which is 22,000. And back to Chomash Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Aleph, vayi am ke misayinim, and the nation was misayinim, rabos ne Hashem, bad in the ears of Hashem, vayishma Hashem v'yicharapai, and Hashem heard, and his anger flared, vatevar bom esh Hashem, and the fire of Hashem burned in them, vatoichal b'ktzei amachne, and it consumed the edge of the camp. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, vayi am ke misayinim, ein am el rishayim. When it says the word ha'am, it's talking about rishayim, evil people. V'cheinu emer, it says in the pasuk, ma'aseh la'am hazeh. V'emer, another pasuk says, ha'am hara hazeh. V'chshen k'sherim, when Klal Yisrael is fitting, krim ami, they're called my nation. Shenemer shalaches ami, ami me'asisi l'cha. K'mis'aynanim, what's this word mis'aynanim? Ein mis'aynanim el lashen alila. Alila is a pretext. Mevakshim alila, they're seeking a pretext. Heich lifresh mecher amakim, how to separate themselves from Hashem. V'cheinu emer b'shimshin, it says, kisuenuhum vakesh, rabaz ne'ashem, ta'anashi rabaz ne'ashem. This is a pretext which is bad in the eyes of Hashem. They wanted it to go into the ears of Hashem and him get upset at them. Amru, they said, Aylanu, woe is to us. We've been schlepping along this way for 3 days. We haven't been able to rest even once from the trouble of the journey. I had in mind for their good, so they should go into Eretz Yisrael right away, and here they go about complaining. The edge of the camp. This is talking about those that are pushed aside because of their lowliness. Elu Erev Rav, this is talking about the Erev Rav. Or Zerb Shem B'Menasra, Emir, he says, Bakatsinim Shebohem Ubagdailim. This is talking about the leaders of the camp and the great ones of Klal Yisrael. The fire consumed them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. Vayitzakam El Moshe, and the nation cried out to Moshe, Vayispal Moshe El Hashem, and Moshe Davin to Hashem, Vatishka Esh, and the fire settled. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. Vayitzakam El Moshe, Mashal Melch Basar Vadam, this is a mashal for a king of flesh and blood. Shekas Al Benah, he got angry at his son. Vahalacha Ben Itzal Oyev Shal Aviv, and the son went to the loved one of his father, Amarlay, and told him, go and entreat on my behalf to my father. The fire sunk into the ground where it was, because if it would have went back to one of the directions, it would have completely destroyed that entire direction. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, and he called the name of that place Tavera, because the fire of Hashem burned in them. And the rabble that was in their midst desired a craving, and Bnei Yisrael also turned and cried. Vayemru, and they said, Mi achilenu basar, who's going to give us meat? Zacharnu sadag asher nechom Mitzrayim chinam, we remember the fish that we ate in Mitzrayim for free. Esakishuim v'savatichem, the cucumbers and the melons. V'esachatzir v'sabitzom v'sashumim, and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. V'ata, now nafshenu yivesha ein koil, our soul is completely dry, we have nothing. Bilti el aman einenu, the only thing we have in front of our eyes is man. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalad. V'asafsof, Eloi Rav, this song about the Eloi Rav, Nesfu Alem Tzeisim Mitzrayim, they gathered upon Klal Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. Vayeshuvu Gam Bnei Yisrael Vayivku Imam. Bnei Yisrael turned and they also started crying. So it wasn't only the Erev Rav, it was also Bnei Yisrael. And they complained, Mi Achilenu Basar? Asks Rashi, V'chi Lo Ha'ilahem Basar? Did they not have any meat? V'alik Vanemar, it already says, V'gam Erev Rav Ali Yitam, the Erev Rav went with them, V'tzainu Bakar Harbe Ma'id, and they had tons of sheep and cattle. V'im Taimer, if you're going to say, Achalim, they already ate them. V'alik Nisasam La'aretz Nemar, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, it says, Umikne Rav Ha'il Vnei Ruvain, that they had tons of cattle. Elish and Mavakshim Alila, they were just simply seeking a pretext to complain. They didn't have any reason behind it. And Rashi Pasuk Hey tells us, Zacharnus Hadaga, Asher Noichal Mitzrayim Chinam, remember the fish that we ate for free. So Rashi tells us, if you're going to say the Mitzrayim gave them fish for free, Balik Varnemar already says in the Pasuk, Vateven Lo Yinasin Lochem, that even straw wasn't given to them. If straw wasn't given to them for free, so you think that the Mitzrayim gave them fish for free? So why is it they said chinam? Chinam in a mitzvah, they were free of the mitzvahs. They didn't have any mitzvahs then. They were before Kabbalah Satira, and now they're after Kabbalah Satira. Esak Yishuim, Amr Reb Shimon says, why is it that the man changed to taste like anything except for these things that were mentioned in the Pasuk? Because these things are not good for nursing women. Amr Melisha, they tell a woman, don't eat garlic and onions because of the child. Mashal Melech is a mashal to a king that instructed those that were taking care of his son not to give him certain foods because they're not good for him, and the son just complained, my father doesn't like me. Of course the father likes him, he doesn't want the child to get harmed. And let's jump to Rashi Pasuk Vav. They said, Elamani Neinu, the only thing we have in front of our eyes is man. Man Bashachar, man Ba'erev, we have man in the morning and man in the evening. Now let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin. What was the man? V'haman Kizra Gadhu. The man was like a coriander seed. V'eina Ke'in HaBedailach, and it looked like Bedailach. Rashi is going to tell us that it looked like crystal. Shatu Ha'am V'laktu, the nation could stroll about and gather it. V'tachanu Berichayim, and grind it in a millstone, or pound it in a mortar. U'bishlu Baparu, cook it in a pot. V'asu Asay Ugas, turn it into cakes. V'haya Tamay, and what was its taste? Ketam L'shad HaShamen, like the taste of the moisture of oil. That's what it literally means, which means a dough with oil. And U'beredes Atal, Machna Laila, when the dew would descend upon the camp at night, Yered Haman Olav, the man would descend upon that. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. V'haman Kizra God, Misha Amarzeh, Lo Amarzeh. Whoever was complaining didn't say this. Yisrael Aimrim, Kla Yisrael said, Bilti Alman Alaneinu. The only thing we have is man. V'akadosh Baruch Hu Ksiv B'Torah, and Hashem wrote in the Torah of Haman Kizra God, Klamer to say, Rou Bai Oilam Amam Eslein Banai. See what they're complaining about. V'aman Kach V'kachu Chashiv. Look how wonderful the man was. Kizra God, Agel Kegida. It was round like the seed. Zera Kol Nider, like a coriander seed. B'daylach Shem Evan Taiva. This is the name of a precious stone, crystal. Pasach Chesen Rashi Shatu Ein Shait Al Shain Teal. They would just walk about. B'lay Amal. It wasn't difficult for them. B'tachon Bere Chaim. Loyar Bere Chaim. V'lay Bakder. V'lay Madaycha. El Mishtano Hayatamel In Itchanum L'Dechem V'Shalim. It doesn't mean that they actually ground it up or pounded it. It means it tasted as if they had ground it up, meaning it tasted like regular food that they actually made. Bapor or Kedera, this is a pot. L'shad HaShamen, L'chluach Shal Shamen, add the moisture of oil. And Rashi gives three different explanations what exactly this means. But the basic understanding of L'shad HaShamen, it tasted like dough with oil. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yod. V'yishma Maisha Sa'am Baichel Mishpachaysav. And Maisha heard the nation crying by its families. Ishla Pesach Olai, each man at the entrance of his tent. V'yichar Af Hashem Oed, and the anger of Hashem burned greatly. Ubeini Maisha Ra, and it was bad in the eyes of Hashem. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod. Baichel Mishpachaysav, crying to their families. Mishpachas, Mishpachas, Nesafim Ubeichim. There was many families gathered together crying. L'farsim Tar'amtam Begali, in order so that everyone should see what their complaint is. Rabbi Seinu Amru, and Chazal say, L'mishpachaysav, what does that mean? Al Iske Mishpachas, Shal Arayas, and Nesar Slehem. They were actually upset about the fact that Arayas were asr to them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod Aleph. Vayemer Maisha Hashem, and Maisha said to Hashem, Lam Harayas Labdecha, why did you do bad for your servant? V'lam Alematsasi Chen Beinacha, why haven't I found favor in your eyes? L'asum Es Masa Kol Amazeh Alai, do you have to place the entire burden of this nation on me? Ha'anoichi Arisi Es Kol Amazeh, have I conceived this nation? Im Anoichi Letiu, did I give birth to them? Ki Soemer Alai Sa'ir Bechakecha, that you tell me I should carry them in my chest? Kasher Yisa Oimen Es Ha'yonik, like the nursemaid carries the one that's nursing, Alo Adama Asher Nishbat Al Avaysav, all the way to the land that you have promised to his fathers? Me'ayin Li Basar Lasis Kol Amazeh, from where am I going to get meat to feed this entire nation? Ki Yivku Alai Lemar, that they're crying to me saying, Tina Alanu Basar Neichela, give us meat and we shall eat it. Loi Uchal Anoichi Levadi Lasis Kol Amazeh, I cannot carry this nation by myself. Ki chavid mimeni, it is too heavy for me. Vim kachat oiseli, and if you're going to do this to me, hargeni nahareg, please kill me. And matzasi chem beinecha, if I found favor in your eyes, v'al era barasi, and I do not want to see in my bed. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis. Ki soemer elai, sha'ato emer elai soeh bechakecha, you're telling me that I should carry them. Vechon amr lai kain, and where is it that Hashem said this? V'aymer v'aytzav mel b'nei Yisrael, al menas shiu salkem eschem v'charfem eschem. Al hodem ashen ishbat ala v'aysev, ato emer li, l'seis mechiki, you're telling me I should carry them all the way to Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk tazvav in Rashi, vim kacha ato yiseli, if you're doing this for me, tashash kacha shal Moshe kin akeva, Moshe Rabbeinu's strength weakened like in a cave, like a female, k'sher o, hakash baruch ha peronis shu asid l'havi alem azois, when Hashem showed him the punishments that he was going to end to bring upon Klai Yisrael for this. Amr Lefanav, he said, im kain hargeni t'chila, please kill me first. Val er barasi, bera'a sam ha'ili lichtav, should have said, I don't want to see in the bad that's going to happen to them. El shakina akasav, it's just that the Pasuk used this kinoi and he attributed it to himself. And back to Chumash Pasuk de Zayin, what happened after this? Vayemar Hashem al-Maisha, Hashem said to Maisha, Esfali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael, gather for me 70 men of the elders of Yisrael, Asher Yadata, Kim Zikne Yam V'Shaitrev, that you know they're the elders and they're Shaitrim, V'Lakachta Oysam El Ha'omayid, you should take them to the Ha'omayid, V'Yisyatzu Sham Imach, and they shall stand with you over there. V'Yorati V'Dibarati Imcha Sham, and I will descend and speak with you over there, V'Tzalti Menaruch Asher Alecha, and I will increase from the spirit that's upon you. V'Samte Aleim, I'm going to take from that spirit and put it on them. V'Nasu Itcha B'Masa Am, and they shall carry the burden of the nation with you. V'Loisi Satel Vadecha, and you will not have to carry them by yourself. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Taz Zayin. Esfali, Hare Tshuva L'Tunascha Shamarta, this is an answer to your complaint that you said, Loi Ucha Noich Levadi, I can't carry them by myself. V'Azkenim Roshenim Hechan Hayu, where were the first Zakenim? Didn't we already have 70 Zakenim? V'Loi Af Mitzrayim Yashvi Imam, we already know that there were 70 Zakenim already Mitzrayim, Shnemar says, Leich Vasafta Zikne Yisrael. Ela Be'esh Taver Mesu, they died in the Esh Taver that we learned about at the beginning of this Aliyah. Rima Hayu Misina Lekach, they really should have died at Har Sinai. Dechsev, we already learned by Har Sinai that it says in the Pasuk, V'Yachzu Es Elokim, they looked at Hashem, Shenagu Kalus Resh, they acted with a certain amount of levity, Kenoshech Pito Medar B'Fnei HaMelech, like someone who's eating and speaking to Hashem. V'zeo V'yechol V'yishtu, and that's why it says V'yechol V'yishtu over there in Shmais. V'lei Ratzah Kosh Baruch Hu Litan Avelos Matan Torah, Hashem didn't want to bring Avelos to Matan Torah, Upar Lehem Kan, so he paid them over here, he punished them, and therefore they died in the Ish Tavera. The way Hashem described these Zikanim was by saying, Asher Yadata Ki Heim Zikne Ha'am V'Shaitrav, Oysem Shat HaMakir Shenisman Oleim Shaitim Mitzrayim, those that you recognize, they were appointed as the policemen in Mitzrayim, Bavoides Perach, with the backbreaking labor, V'hayim Rachma Aleim, and they had Rachmanis on the Yidden, Umukam Al Yadim, and they got struck because of the Yidden. Shenemar says the Pasuk, V'yukush Shatir B'nei Yisrael, Ata Yismanu B'gdulasam, now you're going to appoint them to their greatness, Kedech Shenitzdaru B'tzarasam, the same way that they were pained along with the pain and the troubles of Klal Yisrael, now they're going to be elevated to a position of greatness. V'lakachta Yisam, Kachem B'dvarim, take them with words, encourage them, Ashrechem, praiseworthy are you, Shenismanisim, Parnasim, Albanu Shamakim, that you've now been appointed to be leaders of Klal Yisrael. V'yisyatzu Sham Imach, and they're going to stand there with you. Kadesh Yiru Yisrael, so that Klal Yisrael should see. V'inego Behem Gedul of Chavir V'yarmu, and they should treat them with greatness and honor and say, Chaviven Elo Shenichasu Yemaish L'Shmai Dirim P'yakash Baruch Hu, these must be great and beloved to Hashem, that they went with Maisha to hear the words of Hashem. And the next Pasuk in Rashi tells us that Hashem said, V'yurati, Zu Achas Me'esri Ridis Aksuvis Batara, this is one of 10 times that Hashem says that he's going to descend. V'dibarti Imcha V'loimayim, I'm going to speak with you, but not with them. V'otzalti, Kitar Gumay, Targum translates V'arabi, I'm going to increase. Kamay V'alatzili B'nei Yisrael. V'samti Aleim, I'm going to place some of your spirit on them. L'ma Maisha Daima Ba'isisha, what is Maisha compared to at that time? L'ner Shemunach Hagav Minera, you have a light which is on top of a Minera, V'akomad Likinei Menu, everyone can light their lights from it, Vein Ayur Chasr Klum, but it doesn't lack anything from its own light. Maisha Rabbeinu, his spirit was placed upon them, but he wasn't lacking any of that Ruach. V'nasu Itcha, Hasnei Mom Amanas Shikabu Leim Terech Banei, you have to make a condition with them that as long as they accept upon themselves that they're going to take upon the burden of the nation, Shem Tarchan V'Sarvanim, because they, meaning Klal Yisrael, are troublesome and uncooperative. B'loisi Satel Avadecha, you're not going to have to carry the burden by yourself. Hare Tshuva L'Mashem Marta, this is an answer to what you had said, Lo Yuchal Neich Levadi, I can't do it by myself. So Hashem is telling him, you're not going to do it by yourself, don't worry. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yidches, V'ala Am Taimar, and to the nation you should say, Hiskachu L'machar, prepare yourselves for tomorrow, V'achaltem Basar, and you're going to eat meat. Ki B'chisim Ba'az Neshem Lemer, because you cried out in the ears of Hashem saying, Mi'achileinu Basar, who's going to feed us meat? Ki Tav Lanu B'Mitzrayim, because it was good for us in Mitzrayim. V'nasan Hashem L'chem Basar, V'achaltem, Hashem's going to give you meat, and you're going to eat. Rashi over here, Pasuk Yidches tells us, Hiskachu Hasminu Asmachem L'Peronis, you should prepare yourself for the troubles and the punishment that is about to come upon you. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yidches, you're not going to eat one day or 2 days, not 5 days or 10 days, not 20 days, up until a month of days, until it comes out of your noses, it's going to be something foreign to you, because you despise Hashem that is in your midst, and you cried in front of him saying, why is it that we left Mitzrayim? Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf, this is talking about the kasher of them. They were on their beds and then they died. In regards to the Rishayim, it says, Habasar denu ben shineim, the meat was still in between their teeth. Kachi shinu b'sifri, ava mechilta shinu achilof, and the mechilta, it's the opposite. Harshayim achlu mitztarim shleshim yoyim. The Rishayim, they ate and they were pained for 30 days. V'aksherim habasar denu ben shineim. But the ksherim of these people, they had the meat in between their teeth and then they died right away. Adashar yitzim apchem, until it comes out of your noses. Kitar gumay, like Targum translates, di sekoitzun bay, you're going to be disgusted by it. Yehei daim alechem ki ilu achaltim menu yosim yidai, it's going to be to you like you ate too much of it. Achi yotziv nigal chutz derech af, until it's coming out and it's expelled through your nose. Vahay alechem lazara, shetiu merachkim oisai yosir masha keravtem, you're going to distance yourself from it more than you tried to bring it to yourself. Over divrei Moshe darshan reisi sheish makam shakar lecherev zara. Hashem asher bekir bechem im loishan natati shchinas b'neichem. If I wouldn't have placed my shchin among you, says Hashem, lo yigav al levavchem likanes l'chol dvar malalu, you wouldn't have been so haughty to even get involved in such things. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Aleph. V'yomer Moshe, and Moshe said, sheish me'as elef ragli ha'amash ar'necha b'kirbay, this is 600,000 people that I'm among them. V'ata marta basar ten lehem, and you're saying you're going to give them meat, v'achul chadish shamim, and they're going to eat for a full month. Hatzainu bakar yishachel lehem u'matzel lehem, if you were to shecht all their sheep and cattle for them, would that be enough for them? Im iskol digei hayam yasef lehem u'matzel lehem, if you were to gather all the fish of the sea for them, would that be enough for them? Vayomer Hashem to Moshe, and Hashem responded to Moshe, Hayad Hashem tiktzer, is the hand of Hashem short? Ata sira hayikrucha dvar yimlai, now you're going to see, is what I said going to happen to you actually happen or not? And now let's see Rashi, what's going on over here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Sheish me'as elef ragli. Loichash limnes is a prach leshes lof miseirim. He didn't bother saying the extra 3,000, because we really know that the count of Klai Yisrael was 603,000. He just said 600. For Rav Moshe Darshan Perish, he explains, Shaloi bachu el ha'isen she'atzu Mitzrayim. Only the ones that left Mitzrayim, they cried, but the extra 3,000 they reached the age of maturity in the midbar, they weren't crying and complaining. Pasuk Chaf Beis and Rashi, Hatzainu Bakar Yishachet. Rashi tells us, is the Echad Me'arba Dvarim Shahi Rabbi Kiva Darsh, the Ein Rabbi Shimon Darsh Kemaisai. This is one of the four things that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon argue how to explain. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, he explains this Pasuk as Sheish Me'as Elef Ragli, Va'ata Marta Basar Etein Lehem Va'achu Chadisham, Hatzainu Bakar, Hakol Kamashmai. Everything is exactly as it sounds. Mi Yaspik Lehem. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, who is going to be able to give them so much meat? Kenyan Shinemar, like it says, Umatzak De Gulasai, Ve'ezu Kasha. And now Rashi is asking, which one is worse? Zu, over here, Moshe Rabbeinu doubting Hashem's ability to give meat to all of Klai Yisrael for a full month. Ay Shimuna Mayrim. When Moshe Rabbeinu chastised Klai Yisrael by calling them Mayrim, this is in regards to the Me'mariva before he hit the rock. Elfi Shalom Barabim, since over here, he didn't say it publicly. It was just a conversation between him and Hashem. Chisech Layakasav Loy Nifer Menu. Chisech Layakasav Loy Nifer Menu. The Pasuk spared him and didn't punish him. Vizu Shal Mariva Hasabagali. But the one of Me'mariva, that was in the open. Fikach Loy Chisech Layakasav, and he was punished for that. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Aymer, he says, Chas Vashalom. Layal Saadat Shalisut Sadekach. It didn't dawn on Moshe Rabbeinu to say to Hashem that Hashem is unable to provide all this meat for Klai Yisrael. Misha Kasavai, the one that it's written about him, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, B'chol Beisi Nemanhu, he is the most trustworthy in my entire house. Yomer Einamaka Maspik Lanu, he's going to say that Hashem doesn't have enough to give. El Kachamer, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Sheish Me'as Elef Ragli, V'ata Amarta Basar Etein L'Chodesh Yamim, V'achar Kach Tarag U'Magdal Kazu, you're going to give them all this meat and then you're going to kill them? Hatsoinu Bakar Yishachel Lehem, Kidei She'aregu, are you going to shecht all their cattle for them just to kill them? U'tehei Achil Azu Mesapakton Ad Oilam, V'chi Shivcha Huzeh, is that praiseworthy of you, Hashem? Do we tell a donkey, tell a car sa'irim v'nachtech reshcha, why don't you eat all this barley and then we'll cut your head off? Hey, Shiva Kaj Baruch Hu, so Hashem responded to Moshe, v'imloy etain, if I don't give them that which they're asking, yomru, they're going to say, shekatzur yadi, then my hand is short, meaning that I'm not able to do it. Hatoiv b'necha shiad Hashem tiksar b'neim, is it better for you, Moshe Rabbeinu, that I should be considered short-handed and that I'm unable to provide them that which they want? Yoivdu heimu me'akitz b'hem, it's better that them and 100 like them are destroyed. V'alti yadi katzar l'fneim, afilu sha'achas, and my hand should not be considered short, meaning I should not be considered unable to do something even for one moment. And Pasuk of Gimel Rashi tells us, Ata sira yikrucha dvari. Now you're going to see, is what I said going to come true or not? Rabbi Gamliel ben Ishra Yehuda Anasi Aymer, he tells us as follows, the Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem, E efshar lam et al atafel, you're unable to satisfy unreasonable people. Me'achar she'inu mevakshim el halila, since they're only seeking a pretext to complain, they don't really want meat. Le'tasbik lehem, you're not going to end up being able to give them enough. Seifin lo'din acharecha, they're just going to end up criticizing you. Ematanois lehem besar behem agasa, if you give them the meat of big animals, Yomer, they're going to say, Daka bikashnu, we wanted the meat of small animals. V'mata noislehem daka, if you give them the meat of small animals, Yomer, they're going to say, Gasa bikashnu, we really wanted the meat of big animals. Chayv oif bikashnu, we really wanted wild animals and birds. Dagam chagavim bikashnu, we really wanted fish and grasshoppers. Amar lois, Hashem told him, Im kain, if so, Yomer shekatsur yadi. Either which way, they're going to say that I'm unable to give them. So Amar lefan, if he told him, Hareni ha'ilich mafaison, you know what, Hashem, I'm going to go and I'm going to appease them. So Amar loy, Hashem told him, Atasira yikrucha dvari, now you're going to see if what I said is going to come true. Shalei Yishmulecha, they're not going to listen to you. So Halach Moshe Lefaison, Moshe Rabbeinu went to appease them. Amar Lehem, he told them, Hayad Hashem Tiktzar, is Hashem's hand short? Hein Hikatzur Vayzuvu Mayim, he could hit a rock and make water flow out of it. Hagam Lechem Yuchal Teis. Amru, they said, Pshara Hizu, are you coming to make a compromise with us? Ein b'kaych l'mal shel yisenu. It must be that Hashem doesn't have the ability to fulfill our request. V'zeu shenemar, and that's why it says in the pasuk, "Vayetzi Moshe v'dabar elam." Moshe went to speak to the nation. Kivan shloi shamulai, since they didn't listen to him. V'yesef shivimish, so he went about and he gathered the 70 elders. So back to Chumash pasuk of Dalet. Vayetzi Moshe v'dabar elam, and Moshe went to speak to the nation. Eis divrei Hashem, the words of Hashem, and he saw that he wasn't getting anywhere at them. V'yesef shivimish mizikne am, and he gathered 70 men of the elders of the nation. V'yamayid osim sviyos oil, and he stood them around the oil mayid. V'yered Hashem ba'anan v'yedab. And Hashem descended in a cloud and spoke to him, and he increased of the spirit that was upon him. And he placed it on the 70 men, the elders, and it was when he placed the spirit upon them, and they gave nevuah and v'loya safu. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk chafei, v'loya safu. They only had nevuah that day. Kach mefarsh b'sefri, but v'unkelis tirgim, Unkelis translates it as v'lo paskin, shalai paskin nevuah mehem, that they never stopped giving nevuah. So we have two opposite ways of understanding what the word v'loya safu means. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chavav, v'yisharu shnei anashim machane, and there's two men that remained in the camp. Shema achad Eldad v'shema sheni Medad. One's name was Eldad, the other Medad. V'tanach aleim ruach v'hem baksuvim, and the spirit rested upon them, and they were among those that were written. V'loyatzu ayla, they did not go out to the tent. V'yisnav machane, and they had prophecy in the camp itself. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Chavav. V'yisharu shnei anashim, there were two men that were left over me'osin shenifchu, from those that were chosen of the 70. Amru, they said, "Ein anu kedaim l'gdula zu, we are not fitting for this greatness." So they didn't join all the other elders. V'hem baksuvim, they were among those that were written. B'amav v'yrarin shebahem l'sanhedrin, the ones that were chosen for the Sanhedrin. V'nechtev u'kulin nekuvim b'shemais v'aydei garel, everything was chosen by way of lots. V'shachash ben oil yud be'shvatim shisha shisha l'chol shevet v'shevat, chutz mishnei shvatim she'en magi aleim el chamisha chamisha. If you do the chashbin of 70 elders across 12 shvatim, that turns out that every shevet is able to have 6 elders, but 2 shvatim are only able to have 5 elders. There isn't going to be a single shevet that's going to listen to me and provide only 5 elders and not 6. So what did he do? He took 72 notes. 70 of them he wrote zaken, and 2 of them were blank. He chose 6 elders from every single shevet. So there were 72 elders altogether. Amarlami told him, take a note from the box. Someone who drew out a note that said zaken, niskadesh, so he was sanctified. Misha alabiyadei chalak, someone who withdrew a blank note, Amrullah, he told him, Hamakim lechafetz b'cha, Hashem doesn't want you. So we have these two people, Eldad and Medad, they had drawn lots that had said zaken, so they really were fitting. However, they did not join everyone, and they stayed in the camp, and they had nevuah. So Pasuk of Zion tells us, Vayar tanayr, and the lad ran, Vayagil Moshe vayomer, and he told Moshe saying, Eldad and Medad misnav machana, Eldad and Medad, they're having nevuah in the camp. Vayan Yeshua benun, Misharas Moshe mibchura, vayomer, and Yeshua benun, the servant of Moshe, from his young one said, Adoni Moshe, I claim, Moshe, my master, destroy them or throw them in jail. Moshe told him, Hamad Khan Atali, are you being zealous for me? The entire nation of Hashem could be prophets if Hashem would just place his spirit upon them. So what went on in these few psukim? Pasuk of Zion and Rashi tells us, Vayar Sanar Yeshayim, some say Gershem and Moshe Haya, this was Gershem, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. Chav Ches and Rashi, Kilaim, what does this mean? Hata Oleim Tzarchei Tzibor, you should place upon them all the needs that the Tzibor has, Vehim Kalam Aleim, and they're just going to be destroyed on their own. Davar Acher, another way of explaining what this means is Tenemal Beisakel, put them in jail. What was their nevuah? Moshe meis, Moshe's going to die. V'Yeshua machnis Yisrael la'aretz, and Yeshua is going to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So Yeshua was sticking up for Moshe Rabbeinu's honor, saying, "What type of nevuah is this? You should throw them in jail." Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu responded, "Pasach of Tesan Rashi, Amakana Atali. What does this mean? Haknai Atali, Hakin Asi Atamakana. Are you being zealous concerning something that I should be jealous or zealous over? Li for my sake, Kamay Bishvili, meaning for me. Kalashin Kina. Anytime we have the word Kina, that can mean." Someone who puts his heart or focus on something. Either to take revenge, or to be assistance to help with it. So we just learned that the first two of the many Puranis that Klal Yisrael is going to now encounter in their 40-year sojourn in the Midbar. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the 7th Aliyah tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day.